This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. See, everything was just redoing itself. So this portion of the show, let's go to that. Thank goodness that works anyway. Is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, it's Friday, and it's supposed to mean on Friday that we do a weekly recap. Since it's Friday, and since my guest is here, we can do the weekly recap. So joining me from the truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
All right. So I know that I normally would say, hey, I want you to recap what caught your eye at Truth About Guns. But here's something that caught my eye today, and I just want to know if you're just having your way with some of us. So the ATF has come out and said that airsoft guns can be converted to machine guns. Is that right?
Well, that is not a new clip. That is something from the past that somehow Cat ran across. I'm not sure how long ago that was, but it's always good to remind people that the federal agency who is responsible for regulating firearms in this country, in many cases, doesn't know what the hell it's talking about.
Right.
How can an ATF agent truly believe that an airsoft gun, something that's designed to shoot a little plastic BB, can somehow be converted into an actual machine gun? How does anyone who knows anything about a gun think that? Yeah, I think that an airsoft gun, even if it's made out of metal, could stand up to the forces that are exerted when you touch off a cartridge in an actual firearm. It's insane. So it's a little fun. Take a look at the video on our site. And
I remember when that video came out. But that video reminds me of the video with the I think he's a DEA officer who's in front of a bunch of kids in a school, and he says the only one in here qualified to handle this Glock 40 is me, and then he shot himself in the foot with it. You remember that video?
That was Officer Lee Page.
Okay. Yeah, you do remember that video.
Oh, I remember it well. In fact, he ended up suing somebody for writing about it, publicizing it, because he called it slander or defamation or something. I can't remember what specifically. He didn't win. But, he stood up in front of a class of kids and held up his Glock and said, I'm the only person in this room qualified enough to handle a firearm, and as he tried to holster it, he shot himself in the foot, literally and figuratively.
So, defamation, huh? So,
yeah.
What year was that? This was prior to the Social Justice Warrior, wasn't it?
Was he at
the pinpoint of that? Was he the prototype?
No, I don't know. This was pre SJW. This was probably a good 8 or 10 years ago that happened. But that will live in infamy in irresponsible gun ownership lore.
without a doubt. Now, we got about a little less than 5 minutes left. Is there some little story you'd like to tell us about before we head to the first break, since I took up some of your valuable time?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's all right. There's little one is just the blowback that comedian Louis C.K. is getting for his comments regarding Parkland students. You know, he found a subject about which it's not okay to joke. If people have followed the exploits of Louis C.K. over recent months, they might know that he was Me Too'd for pleasuring himself in front of a variety of women, and he got plenty of criticism for that, but he seemed to have got even more criticism for joking about some of the Parkland student survivors. He said, you know, you're interesting because you went to high school where somebody got shot. Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way, and now I got to listen to you? And, he's been skewered from the left primarily for joking about Parkland kids. You know, the David Hoggs of the world and the Emma Gonzalez.
Do you remember when Sam Kinison used to make fun of the starving in Africa?
Yes, I do. He probably couldn't do that today, could he?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you couldn't make Caddyshack today.
Well, there's a lot of movies you couldn't make.
You couldn't make Trading Places today.
No, you couldn't make Blazing Saddles.
No. And I just sit back and I look at this now and I'm like, everything that my favorite comedians were Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, and Mitch Hedberg, which are they're all dead now.
Yes, they are.
I don't think any of them.
They were all very funny.
Yes, they were. They all had this most, and I think Louis C.K. probably comes from the same place. A really good comedian has got some dark baggage.
Yeah, they all do. All the best ones do. They all got problems. And that's what makes them interesting and humorous, usually.
Yeah. And these guys, in the meantime, are just wanting to be the wet blanket on top of everything.
Yes, yeah. And God forbid someone should criticize David Hogg for assuming that he knows what he's talking about and that we want to hear him speak.
Well, I mean, David Hogg's got his own problems. He, I figured out who actually has privilege now, and it's leftist privilege, because he got into Harvard with an SAT score that's nearly 200 points below their minimum for consideration.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he's going to flunk out, but that is never going to happen. They are going to make darn sure he is passed along and ends up grabbing a diploma in 4 years, one way or the other.
And then he wants to get into politics. That'll be nearly as good as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Or maybe even that one out of Michigan who's quite... You know, if I was a representative or a senator, I would clean up my language. And I would try to act accordingly. But to a degree. I'm still going to be Trumpian, but I'm going to try to act accordingly. And maybe he'll be like her, because he already sounds like that one anyway.
Yeah, that was quite a first day she had.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the fun part of it for her and for him. And yes, there is privilege now. If you're Muslim or if you are a leftist, you have privilege.
Yeah, as long as your politics are correct, you can get away with just about anything.
Right. So I hope everybody is happy with the government that has been voted in. This is going to be fun anyway. We're going to be in for a rollicking 2 years anyway. We're coming up on the first break now. The truth about guns.com, they are very prevalent. They put out 10 to 16 fresh articles every day. Sometimes they do something just to tickle somebody's funny bone, like this airsoft gun one, which I found very amusing. And a very involved readership as well. I've never seen a readership like yours.
We do get a lot of comments.
So, we may have to ask about that in just a minute. Anyway, check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Oh, look at that.
Boyd's.
That's what updates do for you there, Dan. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Yes, sir. What else pops into your viewport that you want to bring up from The Truth About Guns?
No, like the new congresswoman from Michigan, we have a new Congress.
Yeah.
They are wasting no time in going after our gun rights. They have appointed a California representative, of course, as the head of the so-called gun violence task force, and he is promising to introduce a universal background check bill that would outlaw private gun sales in the United States. Basically,
right.
Everything would have to go through an FFL, every transfer. Similarly, a number of states are, of course, doing that. One was just introduced in Florida,
right,
which has some interesting properties to it. It's got a 14-day limit. Let's say you are going out of town. Let's say you own guns.
Right.
And there's another adult who lives in your home. It's okay to leave it in that adult care, as long as that person is not a prohibited person, but you can only do it for 14 days. Let's say you are in the military and you're being deployed, or you are being shipped someplace for 3 weeks of training by your employer.
Right.
Technically, you have to have every one of your firearms transferred through an FFL to that other person to be in compliance with the law, should this law be should this bill be signed into law in Florida?
The Gun Violence Task Force, that is a new thing within the House of Representatives?
Yes, that is something that Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the House leadership have brought in.
Do we know how much that's going to cost the taxpayers to have that?
No, of course not. No.
I was just wondering if it's $5 billion.
What else would you do with $5 billion if you had it?
I can't possibly imagine. Nothing like with the border wall. But Vermont passed a universal background check. Have you noticed what they've been having go on with their background check?
No, tell me.
Well, they passed the universal background check, and, you know, for the since they couldn't require it, the way they set theirs up, was the police were supposed to do this. And then they passed it. Nobody thought to ask the police, hey, can you guys do a background check? And they can't.
Right.
All the police can check is state offenses. So they can't.
Exactly.
They cannot do an NICS background check. They have no access to that because the only access to that, of course, are FFLs.
Exactly.
And isn't that sort of the same thing that happened in Nevada?
I believe that's correct. Yeah, the Nevada had a requirement that the state could not comply with, so basically the law was null and void, and there's some lawsuits
right.
flying back and forth, but it's not going anywhere, so good luck with that. I'm sure if they asked really nicely, Mayor Bloomberg would fund another campaign to get that rewritten and put on the ballot again, but that was a bunch of money flushed down the toilet, which we're, of course, terribly upset at seeing.
Yeah, I was tickled by it.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these people. It's happened so often that the people who are legislating, and, of course, this is just generally guns. I mean, they're talking about the process here. But the people who are legislating don't know what it is they're legislating about. They don't know how these things
right.
work. They don't know how guns work. That's why there's always so many loopholes, quote unquote, and ways to get around assault weapons bans and other restrictions in places such as California. That's how you get the bullet butt. That's how you get these new compliant ARs that that technically don't have a pistol grip, so there's no place to wrap your thumb around it. So the market always finds a way. You can try really hard to repeal the laws of supply and demand, but you can't do it.
Right.
Those laws are immutable.
So, do we have any data now? They passed universal background checks in Colorado, and so that has been in place since prior to them doing the recalls on all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have any data on how many people actually buy? Because the whole thing behind this was that study, the refuted study by the people who did the study, the 40% study where they said 40% of all guns are bought and purchased without a background check, when two of the purchase years they were talking about didn't have background checks involved in them.
Yeah.
They weren't in force yet.
That 40%,
do we have any data on Colorado?
Yeah. I have not seen data on Colorado. I have seen the recent paper released by Garen Wintemute at UC Davis showing that universal background checks in California had no effect whatsoever on quote-unquote gun violence or suicide rates,
right,
in the state over a 10-year period. And that had to be a very bitter pill for him to swallow, given that he is one of the foremost gun control advocates in the country. But he was intellectually honest enough to admit that fact.
That was surprising that he even published that. I would have expected him to retire and say, I decided to take up, origami because I want to feel my Asian side. You know, I was stunned that he put that out.
Yeah, you would have thought that he would have spiked that data, but he did not. You got to give him credit for intellectual honesty there and printing that and letting that out there. Of course, it didn't get a huge amount of publicity, and it won't affect the votes of anyone, certainly on the left, where it comes to universal background checks. If you point out that they didn't work over a decade in California, that won't stop the, it's obviously not stopping the Democrats in the House from introducing a bill. And then now, of course, now we have the Senate getting into the act too. Thank you, Marco Rubio.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw Marco Rubio.
Yeah,
let's talk about that in the next segment. Let's talk about that in the next segment. We got coming up right on the break right now. My guest is Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life, anti-abortion activists have gathered and are marching in Washington, D.C. today for the 46th annual March for Life. Among them, Heritage Foundation President K. Cole James, who says in a video about today's event,
because we know that every single one of us, regardless of our circumstance or abilities, is unique from day one.
The march takes place every year on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision at the Supreme Court, which legalized abortion in 1973. President Trump tweeting this morning that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, continues to lie to reduce his jail time. That after BuzzFeed reports that President Trump personally directed Cohen to lie to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow project. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, and he was about to take us somewhere where we are going as we're doing the recap of the Truth About Guns for the first week of 2019. And we had gotten to the, see this, junior, I guess he's the senior senator now from Florida, yeah?
He is a senior senator. Rick Scott is now the junior senator from Florida.
Tell us about what his latest brainstorm is.
Well, he's actually had this earlier. Last year after Parkland, Senator Rubio introduced a bill in the Senate to create or to encourage gun violence restraining orders in the state, and it went nowhere. Well, now he has announced that he is partnering with Susan Collins and Angus King of Maine and Jack Reed of Rhode Island, that if you're keeping score, is a Republican, an Independent, and a Democrat.
How multi-partisan is that?
Exactly. And, of course, Rubio is a Republican as well. And he is reintroducing his bill. And again, this would not be a national gun violence restraining order law or red flag law, but it would, according to the description of it, it will dedicate Department of Justice funds to incentivize states to give law enforcement authorities authorization to prevent individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others, the ability to prevent them from purchasing or possessing firearms while still providing due process protection.
Well, okay.
I'd love to know what that looks like, because none of the gun violence restraining orders that have been passed in various states so far have preserved due process protection. Almost everyone, I believe every single one of them, is grab the guns first, and then the target, the person whose guns are being confiscated, then has an option to prove why he should get his or her guns back.
I think it's in California where they came out with the gun violence restraining order, which that was the second one that I know about after Connecticut. And I think their GVROs actually are upheld either 12 or 18% of the time. So that means the other 82 to 88% of the time, they unneedingly, there was no need for them to take guns from a citizen. And I guess because it's the government doing it, there's no vehicle for them to go after the government for taking away the due process. Is that the way this is working out?
No, I don't think you can sue a judge for mistakenly issuing an order to confiscate your guns. Good luck with that. But you will certainly spend a good amount of money on lawyer's fees to try and get your guns back once they're grabbed. I had not seen that 80 or 88% number. But the way these bills are written, they are just ripe for abuse. Anybody,
no doubt.
an ex-wife, an ex-husband, an ex-whatever, a neighbor who, in some cases, it doesn't have to be, say, a relative. It can be just someone who knows you. But somebody who has it in for you, a neighbor who you've gotten into a dispute with, can have this kind of thing done, can claim that you are making threats, that you're a danger to people, and all of a sudden you've got a knock on your door, and there are police there demanding your firearms. So if that, I had not seen that article, I'd love to see that, where that 80% number,
I will try to find that for you.
Quoted. Yeah, that would be nice to see, because
I will try to find that for
something
you.
Up about that.
Now, recently, and I don't remember her name, there was a college student somewhere, and they wrote about her in the in Think Progress. And they pointed out she was a college student, and she went to the cops because her boyfriend, she had texts from her boyfriend. She had eyewitness accounts of her boyfriend threatening her, and they did nothing about this boyfriend. And of course, the boyfriend ended up killing her. Now, why did we worry about that kid's due process? And on the other hand, we're looking at something here, which is where you're just saying something like, you know, that Tom Brady, I hate him. I'd put a bullet in his head if I could. You're violent. You have violent tendencies. Take his guns. Because that's what it boils down to, right?
Well, it does, and it relies on the competence and efficiency of law enforcement agencies. And as we've seen in places like Parkland, that varies widely from place to place. As the Supreme Court has ruled, police do not have a duty to protect you.
Right.
They do not have a legal duty. If you go to the police and say, this person has threatened me, and they waved a gun around and threatened to kill me, and then that person subsequently does that, nobody can sue the police for failing to protect you. And as we've seen time and time again, women who get orders of protection against abusive exes, those things are violated all the time. It's funny how someone who's abusive, who is crazy, who is stalker doesn't tend to comply with court orders or pieces of paper.
You think?
Good luck holding that up in front of that person when they come at you with a knife, a gun, a bat, whatever, and threaten you with harm or death. That's kind of when you want the ability and the right to defend yourself with a firearm.
Right. I've seen Ben Shapiro and David French also get out there and get on the gun violence restraining order or red flag or the extreme risk protection order thing. I guess in their mind's eye, this confirms one thing that I've long suspected about some of these quote unquote conservatives in media, that they aren't.
Well, yeah, French has long been on board with this. I didn't know Shapiro was, but it doesn't surprise me. A number of people, depending on your background, who are intellectually pro-2A,
right,
are also of the opinion that if somebody's a threat, quote-unquote, or somebody thinks somebody's a threat, grab the gun first and then work it out later.
That's what Trump said.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly what President Trump said. And so they'll violate your right. They will deprive you of due process and let you figure it all out later. And that's why so many, I don't know what this, you know, you quoted that 88% number in terms of the ones that are upheld. I'd love to know the number of requests for gun violence restraining orders that are denied. I'm sure it is single digits.
Let me get you to hold on right there. I'll try to find that when we get back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman. We were talking about gun violence restraining orders. Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, okay, Dan, the law took effect in 2016. In that first year, they issued 86 gun violence restraining orders, of which 10 were actually upheld for a year. The other 76 were allowed to expire within 21 days.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. What I'd also like to find out is how many of those initial requests put before a judge were denied.
That part isn't in it. That part isn't in
sure
it. I mean,
and I'm guessing that's zero. Because
I mean, Florida has had, I mean, they've only had this for like a year now, right? Now, how many have they issued? How many, what do they call theirs? The red flag order?
Yeah, red flag. I saw a number on that about a month and a half ago, and I want to say it was about 150, but I could be wrong. That's the number that sticks in my head. I don't have that in front of me. But, you know, what judge, who is presented by a request to take the firearms away from somebody who is claimed to be dangerous, either
right,
himself or other people, what judge is going to say no? He's never going to want that to come back to him. If he says no, he denies the request, and then a week, 2 weeks, a month later, that person murders someone, shoots up a school. Those judges are always going to err on the side of grabbing the guns first.
Sure.
And figuring it out later.
According to, what is this, the Miami New Times, in Broward County they issued 108 alone. So it must be, yeah. And that says of, I guess, last year. I've got a question regarding these things. Now, these are state laws, right? So what happens if I am a California resident, and I've got a gun violence restraining order against me, and it's been upheld for a year, and I moved to Arizona? What then?
That's a good question. I'm not an attorney, but I would not I would think that that wouldn't apply. That would not transfer at all. You should be, since you're not a federally prohibited person, you should pass your background check, I would expect. And hey, I don't know that those gun violence restraining orders are reported to the NIC system or not. I wouldn't think so.
Did you see that report on how many people got denied, how many prohibited people got denied guns last year?
I did not. What was that number?
Well, they're saying 7 million illegals. Illegal aliens?
I did see that, and that wasn't exactly what it said. If you read that closely, what it said was there are 7 million illegal aliens in the system who would be denied if they tried to purchase a firearm. Not that they had been denied. That raises an interesting question. That means the government somehow, the information on 7 million illegals was fed into the NIC system. Is no one doing anything about these 7 million illegal aliens
So is there only 7 million illegal aliens in the United States?
Oh, supposedly there's more. The numbers I hear most frequently is somewhere between 12 and 15 million.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Whatever that number is, they know of 17 or 7 million enough. They've got enough information on 7 million of them to feed them into the NIC system in case they try to buy a firearm. Shouldn't that be enough to round them up? I know that in most states, you know, if they live in a sanctuary state like California, nobody's going to do anything. you know, these people are here illegally. That is a crime. That's a whole other story.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So one more time before we take off for the weekend, and anything else that pops up in your mind's eye that you'd like to discuss?
Yeah, I hate to end the week on a downer note, but just this afternoon, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has proposed a sweeping package of gun control for Virginia, which is, you know, used to be a solid red state and now is purple at best. He would institute red flag law. He would prohibit private party transactions, in other words, universal background check. He would reinstitute a one handgun per month law. They used to have that in Virginia.
Right.
That was repealed in 2012. He would impose fines on gun owners who do not report lost or stolen firearms quickly enough. And, here we go, he would outlaw semi-automatic firearms. All semi-automatic firearms, according to the news report I saw.
Well, listen, when it comes to these individual states, and I've everybody's up in arms right now about the bump fire stock ban, right? And everybody says that it's Trump's fault, except I think when it comes to Trump and the Second Amendment, I kind of was thinking that he probably took his cues from the NRA, who put out a partial sentence regarding that, uncharacteristically. Most of the time, they wait a long time after an event occurs like the Las Vegas Rampage killing. But they got out there and said, this might need a little more regulation. I think they meant to say it might need a little more regulation if you look at it the fourth or fifth time like you will be doing, because you've already adjudicated this. And, in the meantime, I just look at the way these things go and the way they take on their own life sometimes, and I see all these people up in arms about Trump, and I don't know what to think sometimes. What do you think?
Well, I think that he is, while he has had a very conservative record on a variety of issues.
Sure.
I don't think he is a conservative. I think he has governed conservatively. But that has not extended to firearms, even though the NRA did a lot of work and spent a lot of money to help get him elected. I don't think he is at heart a conservative when it comes to Second Amendment rights. And the NRA did not help themselves at all with that statement that you talked about after Las Vegas. They said unequivocally that they think that the ATF should take another look at the regulation of bump fire stock. That is a problem for a number of reasons. Number one, because the ATF had already looked at bump fire stocks twice and ruled under the law, because that's the way the law is written, that they are legal as written. If they were going to say anything, and I think they should have said nothing, but if they're going to say anything on the matter, they should have said this is a matter for Congress to legislate. If they want to create a law outlawing bump fire stock,
right,
so be it. They're welcome to look at it. The legislature can do what it wants to if they can get a law passed. But what they did instead was they opened the door and gave Trump political cover to basically order the ATF to take another look at bump fire stock and say, oh, we look, you know, we examined in the emanations and penumbras of the law, we now magically are going to designate bump fire stock as machine gun, which by any definition is crazy. If you read the law, the actual law itself,
right,
it doesn't say that. And it's ripe for a judicial review and be overturned. So unfortunately, we're going to have to wait and see if that happens.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time, so I just want to let everybody know that if you are an attorney in the Las Vegas area, that Mr. Zimmerman and I will be looking for you, because we're going to need legal representation in Las Vegas at SHOT Show, because we intend to get into a lot of trouble.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. But we still got two more weekends prior to that, so I will be talking to you next week. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.